我们今天有特别的讲员在我们当中 ，Mark McCrary， 他用中文跟我们讲信息，让孩子们来啊。其实他说二年级以上的小孩如果愿意留在这里听的话，欢迎啊。我知道小孩走了啊，那父母可以，你们可以决定一下啊，你们可以决定一下。那他这次带了在佛罗里达的短宣队，那几个月前呢是 Pastor Kelmis 介绍他认识我们的，然后他这一次就带着佛罗里达的短宣队来。我们明天开始就会有 VBS， 然后明天晚上也有在社区当中这个走导的施工啊，我们等一下会报告。我们把时间交给他。
王牧师，谢谢你。各位姐妹，各位弟兄
，My brothers and sisters，
平安
好。
你看到我脸，你大概知道我不是华人。
If you see me on the stage, you can very surely tell that I'm not Chinese.
我讲普通话，或是国语，或是中文，你也应该知道我不是中国人。
From what I speak, from the Mandarin I speak, you can also tell that I'm not native Chinese.
但是在耶稣里面，我们都是一家人。
But in Christ, we are one family.
So 我特别感谢王牧师。
I want to give special thanks to Pastor Wang.
因为他给我今天的机会分享上帝的话。
Because he gave me this opportunity today to share God's words.
因为我特别相信我们的圣经都是上帝的话。
I believe the Bible is the words from God.
因为今天你到这里来不是偶然的。
Today I come here is not coincidence.
就是上帝准备的。
It's what God prepared.
所以今天我真的有四方面我要讲到。
Today I want to share four aspects.
第一个就是给你一个自我介绍。
The first part, I'll give a self-introduction.
第二个，我要说我的救恩见证。
The second part, I would like to share my salvation.
第三是今天的主题。
The third part will be the theme of today's sermon.
让孩子来。
To let the children come.
然后我要最后我要给大家一个机会回应今天的话语。
And last, I will give our people in the audience an opportunity to respond.
我名叫 Mark McCrary.
My family, Mark McCrary.
但是我中文老师给我起名叫麦明康。
My Chinese teacher gave me the Chinese name of 麦明凯。
康。
麦明康。
健康的康。明天的明。然后麦当劳的麦。或是麦子的麦都可以。如果你听得懂我就很高兴。不好意思。好。好久以前。1959年我在密西根州出生的，在一个城市名叫 Warren, Michigan.
A long time ago, in 1959, I was born in Warren, Michigan.
所以那个时候还有猫王，他那个时候他是非常流行的。
At that time,
摇滚音乐的
明星。Was very popular.
现在他已经过世了。
He is long gone.
我想他过世了，你们相信他过世了吗？
I think he passed away, but do you believe he has passed away?
因为有一些人，他们还觉得他还在，我不知道。
Because some people think he's still alive somewhere.
但是我知道，只有一个人复活了。
But I know there's only one who resurrected.
就是耶稣。
And who is Jesus?
然后他升天堂。他升天堂。
He went to heaven.
他升天堂以后，他坐在我们的天父的右边。
is sitting at the right side of the Heavenly Father.
现在他为你为我祷告。
And he is currently praying for you and me.
今天我特别需要他为我祷告。
Today, I especially ask him to pray for me.
所以我的妈妈是基督徒。
My mother is a Christian.
所以我从她的肚子里面每个礼拜三次听福音。
So while I was still in her tummy, and I was listening to the gospel 3 times a week.
因为我的外公，他也是牧师。
My grandfather, he was a pastor.
所以他常常会传福音。
So he was always to preach the gospel.
因为有的时候我们会去一个餐厅吃饭，然后他会叫那个妇人，然后他跟妇人说：“嗨，你有没有听到福音？”
So we often go to a restaurant, and when he was there, he would always talk to the waitress, saying, "Do you want to hear gospel?"
所以他的例子，他的榜样不是非常好。
So his example and his model has a great impact.
吹了又一天，但是又一天。
However, one day,
我最好的朋友住在我们的隔壁邻居。
My best friend, who was a neighbor next door,
吹了因车祸死了。
Was involved in an accident, car accident, and passed away.
那个时候我开始怕死亡。
At that time, and I started to fear death.
所以我问一个朋友，我们过世的时候，我们的灵魂去哪里？
I asked a friend of mine, I asked after we die, where do our souls go, our spirit go?
一个朋友说， 你死以后，你的身体会变成灰尘，灵魂不存在。
One friend told me, after you die, your body,will become dust, and your spirit is no longer anywhere.
我听这样子的话，我没什么平安。我觉得你伤害的时候，我也相信我们都有灵魂。
So when I heard that, when I didn't feel peace, I believe we all have a spirit, we have souls.
有另外的人说，
Another person said,
如果你做很多善事。如果你做很多善事比坏事多，你能够上天堂，上帝会原谅你。
If you do a lot of good deeds, especially if you do more good deeds than bad deeds, and God would bring you to heaven.
所以我问他，我要做多少善事，然后上帝会原谅我。
So my question was, how many good deeds do I have to do so I can get picked up by God to heaven?
所以那个时候我真的不安，我觉得我如果我不知道，我还不知道。
I do not feel peace at all. I feel very very troubled.
也真的在我的心里面真的不安。
And I feel a lot of trouble in my heart.
那个时候我睡得非常不好，常常会做噩梦。
I always have nightmares and couldn't sleep well.
在噩梦里面常有一个怪物，那个怪物会对我说：“我要你的灵魂。”
So in my nightmares, always there was an evil spirit always showed up, saying, "I will get you, I will take your soul."
我真的更怕。
I was very afraid.
但是有一天，我外公讲道。
But one day, my grandfather was preaching.
他用非常非常简单的经文帮助我了解。
He was using very straightforward, simple scripture to help me understand.
就是约翰福音第三章第十六节，大概你们大概知道。
It's a John chapter 3, verse 16. I think all of you are familiar.
说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
The scripture told us, God loved the people, he gave his one and only son to the world.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So all those who believe in him will not perish, but will get a long-lasting life.
是那个时候我他做一个回应，然后我到教会的面前来，然后他问我三个非常简单的问题。
So in that sermon, he asked people to respond. So I came to the front. He asked me three simple questions.
他说：“你真的相信神爱你吗？”
First question: Do you believe God loves you?
I said yes.
I said yes.
他问我：“你相信你是一个罪人吗？你得罪上帝吗？”
The second question he asked me: Do you believe you are a sinner that you offended God?
And I said, I don't know.
My answer is, 我不知道。
对啊，好，所以他给我一个例子。
So he gave me an example.
他说：“你记得感恩节，你的妈妈啊，跟你的外婆，跟你的妹妹，他们做很多的圣诞节的饼干，你记得吗？”
You remember one time, like your mom and grandma, and also your sister were preparing a lot of Christmas cookies.
我记得。
I told you, I remember.
你记得你的外婆说，我要把这些饼干放在冰箱里面，圣诞节你可以吃，之前你不可以吃。
You remember grandma told you that I will put all the cookies in the refrigerator, and you cannot eat until the Christmas day.
Did you eat some of those cookies?
And grandpa asked me, 你有没有吃那些饼干？
No.
So I answered no.
他说哦，所以现在你刚刚讲话两句话。
So now, like you just said two sentences.
谎话。
You just lied.
第一个，你说你没有吃。
The first lie was you said you didn't eat.
然后你也说，你对我说，你没有去那个冰箱拿这些饼干吃，你是。
You told me you didn't go to the refrigerator to eat the cookie.
第二个错误，第二个过犯。
The second offense.
你没有听你妈妈、你外婆的话。
You did not listen to what your grandma and your mother told you.
我说对，然后脸红的。
And I acknowledge that what grandfather said was correct, and I had a flush on my head, on my face.
我真的受感动。
I was very moved.
所以我说我应该做什么。
I asked, what shall I do?
他说你有没有相信上帝把他的独生子赐给你吗？
And he said, do you believe that God gave his one and only son to you?
I said, yes.
I said, yes.
对。他对我说，就是那么简单，你只要承认你是一个罪人，求耶稣赦免你的罪。
It's that simple. He told me, if you acknowledge you're a sinner and you accept Jesus as your Savior,
你会得救。
You'll be saved.
然后他用那个经文，你不至灭亡，反得永生。
Then he used that scripture to tell me that you will not perish, but you will live, you have a forever life.
所以那个时候他帮助我了解那个灭亡就是你会下地狱，因为我从小孩到那个时候，我真的每一个礼拜会听到有天堂是很好的地方，然后地狱是好可怕的地方，会永远受苦。
So at that time, like I learned that to perish is to go to the hell, and as a 5-year-old child, I learned every weekend that there is heaven and hell.
那个时候我是九岁。
I was 9 years old, sorry.
好。所以那个时候我求上帝赦免我的罪。
So I asked God to forgive my sins.
然后我的外公也提醒我，你也要求上帝帮助你悔改。
My grandfather also reminded me, you need to ask God to help you to repent.
我问他，你悔改有什么意思？
I asked him why to repent.
他说，你跟我讲的谎话，然后你没有听你妈妈的话，那个时候你没有了解，就是一个错误。
So my grandfather explained to me, you lied to me and you did not listen to your mother and grandmother.And you did not acknowledge this thing. That was a problem.
对，这个得罪上帝，这样子得罪上帝。
And this is a you offended God.
但是耶稣为你死了以后
，But after God, after Jesus died for you,
他赦免所有你的罪
，He forgive all your sins.
然后他把你的圣灵。
He put the Holy Spirit
into my heart.
In your heart.
他的圣灵会给我们足够的能力悔改。
His Spirit will give us enough power to repent.
我们悔改就是好像回转的意思。
To repent is to turn around.
所以他那个时候他真的帮助我了解上帝进入我的心里面。他给我足够的能力悔改回转从那个时候到现在我再也不怕死亡
So at that time my grandfather explained to me like when I have Holy Spirit in my heart I have enough strength to turn around to repent from that point on I no longer fear death
今天我没有办法跟你讲从那个时候到现在我没有犯过罪
As today, I have no way to tell, like from that point on to now, that I did not commit any sins.
但是耶稣为我死了的时候，他赦免所有我的罪。
But when Jesus died for me and forgave my sins, he forgave all my sins.
但是我也发现，好像跟我的爸爸的关系一样。
And I found that he was like my father.
因为如果我得罪我的爸爸，然后我没有跟他说，爸爸，给你抱歉。
When I offended my father, and if I didn't say sorry to my father,
我们的关系还是破坏了。
And my relationship with my father was broken.
但是他还是我的爸爸。
But he's still my father.
这样子的身份都没有改变。
And this relationship, this status never changes.
所以从那个时候到现在，我再也不怕死。然后活着就是耶稣，死就有益处。To live is Christ, to die is gain. 这样子听得懂吗？中文、英文都听得懂哈，差不多了。好，谢谢。好，这是我的见证。就是那么简单。
This is my background. It's that simple.
我发现我是一个罪人。
I found that I'm a sinner.
我求上帝赦免我的罪。
I ask God to forgive my sin.
因为耶稣代替我的罪，我应该受的苦，耶稣为我受了。
Because Jesus died for me and took all the sins for me.
所以今天我也要提醒大家
Today I want to remind all of you
如果你还没要求耶稣赦免你的罪今天是最后而最好的时间求他赦免你的罪
If you have not asked Jesus ChristTo forgive your sins, today is the best opportunity to request that.
因为上帝不一定给我们明天。
Because God may not give us tomorrow.
我就睡的时候我发现我们每一个人不一定有明天。
I learned that when I was 9 years old, that not everyone would have a tomorrow.
所以今天的主题
So the theme of today,
让孩子们来
Let all children come. Let all children come.
我们的经文就是从马可福音第十章第十三节到十六节。
Our scripture today is Mark chapter 10, verse 13 to 16.
所以我们要一起读英文，然后我们会读中文。我也加上Rahan 一书第五章第二节。
We'll read the scripture together, and first in English, then in Chinese. I will also add on to 1 John chapter 5, verse 2.
好，来。People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. And he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and he blessed them.Let's read John, or 1 John 5, 2. This is how we know we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. Okay. Oh. Okay, 中文。好。有人带着小孩子们来见耶稣，要耶稣摸他们，要门徒跟着他一起上。为他们祝福。马可福音第十章第十三节到第十六节。好，来，然后
我们神又遵守他的诫命，从此就知道我们爱神的儿。
弥书六章第二节。所以我们在这里，我们看到。有一些人他的门徒因为那个时候他有十二个门徒他们跟从他
Here we see that a bunch of people his disciples were with him
可能有一些妈妈们
There are some mothers
也可能有一些保姆我不知道
Maybe nannies, we don't know.
但是他们特别听到耶稣有特别的能力。
They were surprised to see Jesus have this special power.
所以他们把他们的孩子们到耶稣那里去求他摸他们。
So they brought the little children in front of Jesus, asked him to place his hand on them.
在圣经里面，我们已经，如果你读经的话，在马可福音你会发现。
So when you read scripture, in Mark, you will find.
耶稣做很多，他行很多神迹。
So Jesus performed many miracles.
他会把鬼赶出去。
He drove out demons.
他有一些人他们没有办法走路他摸他们的时候他们把他们的东西然后拿走了。
So he healed the crippled so he could walk again.
有一些瞎子他们没有办法看见然后他摸他们的眼睛然后他们能够看见。
The blind was able to see.
So 他已经有一个名声。
So he had a reputation.
So 有一些人真的要他们的孩子得福。
So many people brought their children forward, asked them to be blessed.
但是我觉得这个有一点奇怪。
But here, one thing is strange.
他的门徒拦住
His disciples stopped these people.
你为什么觉得耶稣，而为什么他的门徒拦住这些人的孩子到耶稣那里去？你有没有？
Do you know why his disciples stopped these people to bring children forward?
你有没有想到为什么他的门徒说，好，我禁止他们，不可以去。
Have you thought about why the disciples told the people that he want to stop the people, bring children forward, want to prevent them coming?
我们在这里看到
We see it here.
耶稣说让孩子到我这里来
Jesus said, let the children come.
这是他的命令
This is his command.
但是现在在全世界
But now in the world today, everywhere,
40%的基督徒在13岁之前成为基督徒。
40% of Christians became Christians before they turned 13 years old.
13, 13. 13岁。对，13岁。Yeah, before
they turned 13 years old.
13, okay, 好啊。35%的基督徒在21岁之前成为基督徒。
35% of those Christians who became Christians before they turned 21.
25%在21岁以后成为基督徒。
25% became Christians after 21 years old.
这个统计都没有改变。How do, 因为我小孩的时候到现在没有改变。
So this statistic never changed. It was the case when my child was young and then still the case now.
因为基督教的要点非常简单。
Because the essence of Christianity is very simple.
今天我给你们我的见证，你们都听到了。
Today I shared my testimony.
那个时候我九岁。
At that time I was 9 years old.
所有的那个基督教的要点我了解了。
I learned all the essence of a Christianity.
我要再说我们要承认我们是一个罪人。
And again, I would say like we acknowledge we are sinners.
我们要了解耶稣为我们的罪死了。
And we know Jesus died for our sins.
三天以后他复活了。
Three days later he resurrected.
他愿意赦免你的罪。
He was willing to forgive your sins.
我们要要求赦免我们的罪。
We will ask God to forgive our sins.
求他做王做主在我们的生命里面。
We ask him to be the master of our life.
我们也要邀请他帮助我们悔改。
And we also ask him to help us to repent.
从那个时候成为基督徒。
So from that point on, I became a Christian.
不是那么复杂。
It's not that complex.
但是我们21岁以上。
For those people who are 21 years old, older.
我们会把那个福音，变得很复杂。
We make the gospel to be more complex.
有的时候我们觉得我们要做很多善事，然后我们也会求上帝怜爱我们。
Sometimes we would ask, we would demand ourselves to do more good deeds and also ask God to forgive us.
或是我们觉得我们的罪太厉害，我们的罪太严重，上帝没有办法赦免我。
Sometimes we think my sin is so severe that God would not be able to forgive me.
所以我们越大
So the older we grow,
我们越复杂
and the more complex we become.
这是耶稣的命令。
This is a Jesus command.
我们一定要带领小孩们信耶稣。
We must lead children to believe in God.
已经第二吗？好，这样。所以我们带领小孩相信耶稣，我们一定会面对很多阻力。
Leading children to faith in Christ will face resistance.
在我们美国的，然后在台湾的，在中国，在马来西亚，在很多国家。
For people from all of the world, from US, from mainland China, Taiwan, from Malaysia, from many other countries.
我们都有我们的家人在北京。
We have a families back there.
Background.
Oh, we have family background there, yeah.
有的时候，你的妈妈爸爸是基督徒。
In some cases, your parents are Christians.
有的时候他们是拜祖先的。
And some maybe in the family, the parents worship their ancestors.
可能是穆斯林。
And could be Muslims.
可能是印度。
And also could be Hindus.
所有这些家庭背景可能拦住我们了解基督教。
Background could prevent us from accepting Jesus.
好像我给你一个例子，现在我的弟弟是天主教的。
I'll give you an example. My brother is a Catholic.
他在我们的家庭长大。
He grew up in my family.
他常常会听福音。
He also went to a church service and listened to gospels all the time.
他相信耶稣，然后邀请他做他的救主。
He believed in Christ and accepted him as his savior.
但是他结婚的时候，他的太太是天主教。
But when he got married, his wife is a Catholic.
他们生一个孩子。
And their child was born.
所以现在他们在天主教帮助他长大。
So the child is growing up with a background of Catholicism.
我不敢说天主教不是基督教。
I'm afraid I cannot say that Catholicism is not Christianity.
但是在天主教中间不容易真的了解耶稣是谁。
But in Catholicism is a...Not easy to understand Jesus.
给你一个例子，他出生的时候，一个月以后，他们给他实习。
So an example, when the child was born after 1 month, and the child was baptized.
这个跟圣经不一样。
This is very different from the Bible.
我们的圣经很清楚，耶稣30岁的时候受浸。
Bible told us when Jesus was 30 years old, he was baptized.
约翰施洗给成熟的人受洗。
John Baptist was baptizing the people.
所以一个非常好的例子就是耶稣就是30岁。
A good example is that Jesus was baptized when he was 30 years old.
不是一个月大。
He was not baptized when he was 1 month old.
因为现在我的nephew,
现在我的外甥，
他觉得他是基督徒。
He believes he's a Christian.
因为他被施洗。
Because he was baptized.
耶稣对我们说，你要做门徒，给他们施洗。
Jesus told us that be my disciples and baptize the people.
所以一个月大的孩子们没有办法了解福音。
1-month-old baby was not able to understand gospel.
现在他是二岁。
He's now 12 years old.
他想他是基督徒。
He thinks he's a Christian.
所以我问他，你有没有邀请耶稣赦免你的罪？
So I asked him, have you invited Jesus Christ to forgive your sins?
他对我说，我不需要，因为我一个月大的时候我受洗。
So he told me, I don't need that because I was baptized when I was 1 month old.
所以这个是一个错误，他还没信靠主耶稣，他还没求上帝赦免他的罪，他还没悔改。
So this is a mistake because he has not asked Jesus Christ to his life to forgive his sins and to help him to repent.
但是好消息就是他听到福音，他已经听到了耶稣活死了，复活了，升天堂。
So he learned all this when he grew up. He learned Jesus died and then he resurrected 3 days later and went to heaven.
弟兄姐妹，我跟你讲，这个是历史。
I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, this is history.
没有办法帮助他上天堂，而是得救。
So this history is not able to help him to go to heaven to be saved.
好像我真的相信华盛顿，他活着，然后死了。
It's like I believe in Washington. He died. He lived and then he died.
Lincoln 也一样。
And similar for Lincoln.
但是这个不是得救的信仰，我相信。
But this is different from the evidence of being saved.
A saving faith. Amen.
So it's not a saving faith.
所以有的时候我们的家庭背景会拦住我们真的了解，真的会帮，没有办法帮助我们得救。
So in many cases, our family background heritage prevent us from being saved.
我有一些朋友在中国。
I have some friends in China.
他们的妈妈，他们的爸爸，他们会拜他们的祖先。
So their family, parents, grandparents would worship ancestors.
他们有班长，在班长有所有他们的祖先写下来了。
So they have their family lineage and they wrote down all their names of their ancestors.
然后他们每一个特别儿子，他们会烧纸钱呢。
In special days, they would worship.
They would burn paper money, 烧纸钱。
Oh, 烧纸钱。They would burn paper money to worship their ancestors.
他们也会把很多那个食物给他们的祖先吃。
And they also offered some food for their ancestors.
所以有的时候，我们的家庭背景真的会拦住我们。
So in many cases, our family background truly hinder us.
有一个朋友
a friend of mine,
他听福音，然后他觉得这个听起来非常好，因为我真的要上帝赦免我的罪，但是我不要得罪我的爸爸，我不要得罪我的婆婆。
So I have a friend who listened to the gospel and then she felt like this is really good, but.On the other hand, I cannot disobey my family. I cannot offend my mother-in-law.
所以他做决定，他的家庭比他的灵魂重要。
So in such case, her family is more important than her her saved being saved. So nowadays in North America, in US or in Europe, and the education system also hinders us from knowing the truth.
因为我们的圣经说我们是被创造的,
because the Bible tells us we were created.
我们就是好像偶然的出来的。
So, but the education tells us like we came by coincidence.
所以我们的教育制度真的会帮助我们做一个观念，一个世界观，然后跟基督教有很多的冲突。
So the education system brought us up with a certain world view which conflicts with the view of Christianity.
那个世俗人文的主义，人道主义。
The humanity.
Humanism.
Humanism.
然后我们还有那个唯物主义,
also the materialism.
因为我们都会注意到我们的屋子，对不对？ 因为我有妻子，我们感谢主。 我们也有一部车子，我们感谢主。 我们也有，因为我是传教士，我不有很多的银子，但是我有银子。
So I noticed a lot of material things. For example, we have a house, thank God. I have a wife, I thank God. I have children, I thank God. So a lot of material things, like we can actually see, we give thanks to God. But I especially want to thank God.
我没有充满骄傲。
I thank God I'm not filled with pride.
因为如果我的日常生活的目的不是追求这些物质,
if my daily purpose is not to pursue these material things,
因为上帝给我们他的目标, 上帝给我们他的目标。
Oh, the God gave us his purpose, his objective.
还有全世界充满他的荣耀。
He wants the whole world be filled with his glory.
但是现在还有好多地方充满黑暗，不是充满他的荣耀。
But now there are many places where it's filled with darkness. Not his glory.
所以那个唯物的主义，我们追求东西，追求越来越多的东西，越来越多的钱，越来越多孩子，越来越多的车子，越来越多的房子，越来越多的银子。
So the materialism pushes us to pursue a lot of material things, such as big houses, a good job, family, children, and a lot of money.
这样是真的得罪上帝，因为我们看到我们做的这些事情，没有说啊，上帝，你给我足够的能力做这些事情。
This is what God, we pursue so many things, and we did not realize God gave us enough power to pursue these things.
每个人都犯过罪，亏缺他的荣耀。
Everyone has sinned and that offended God.
另外的方面，拦住我们带领小孩信耶稣，就是孩子们 有通背压力。
Another factor that prevents us to lead children to Christ is their peer pressure.
因为可能有孩子们的朋友，他们的妈妈爸爸有很棒的病室，他们也可能有一个房子在湖边，或是在河边，或是在海边，他们可能有几排房子，
so,
然后他们真的渴慕他们的东西。
So some of our, the children, like the children, their peers, the family may be very rich. They have houses, multiple houses. Some are by the seaside and beautiful estates. So and those things will enable to sometimes entice children to long for such material things.
然后孩子会夸口啊，我的东西比你的东西好多了。
And children will tend to brag, my stuff is better than your stuff.
我的衣服比你的好看。
And my clothes are better, look better, nicer than yours.
就那个通背压力很厉害。
The peer pressure is a very big thing.
真的会帮助孩子们没有办法听福音。
So those are peer pressure sometimes, many times will hinder children to listen to gospel.
我觉得现在在最现代的时间
I feel like in the current era
那个我们的媒体有很多的关系
And our media plays a big role
因为现在我们的媒体真的出笑基督教
Our media is very shy of Christianity
真的会欺笑woman make fun of Christianity.
So the media always make fun of us.
所以我们只要记得福音就是那么简单。
So all we need to remember is a gospel is that it's very simple.
耶稣爱我们，他要我们与他有好的关系。
God, Jesus loves us and he wants us to have a good relationship with him.
好像我要跟我的爸爸有好的关系。
It's like me and my father want to have a good relationship.
但是有的时候我得罪他。
But sometimes I offend him.
所以我要跟他说抱歉爸爸。
So I need to apologize to him.
请你原谅我。
And ask his forgiveness.
感谢主他会原谅我。
And I thank God that he always forgives me.
我们的关系就变成和好。
So our relationship is very good, very solid.
我们带领小孩们信耶稣，也是会坚定了我们的爱。
So leading children to faith in Christ proves our love.
我们看到这个经文的时候，
When we look at this scripture,
我们发现他的门徒真的还没不了解耶稣的爱。
So we see that Jesus' disciples do not understand Jesus' love.
耶稣给我们一些命令。
Jesus gave us some commands.
他说你要尽心尽意尽力爱主我们的神。
So Jesus gave us a command. You need to love God with your whole heart and whole soul. And
love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our strength. So, 这个讲是包括我们的心里面，我们的倾向，我们的思想。
So, this includes what we think in our heart, our mind.
这个也包括我们的 我们的日常生活，我们的行为。
It also includes our daily life and our media.
这个也包括我们的体力。
Also includes our strength.
因为如果我们的体力软弱的时候，我们要求上帝给我们更多。
So when we are weak in physical strength, we ask God to give us more.
但是我们先要爱他。
But first we need to love him.
因为我们都会变老。
Because we will all grow old.
但是我太太常常对我说，你不会老。
But my wife always tells me like you will never grow old.
所以我们变老的时候，我们的身体会变成比较软弱。
So when we grow old, our body becomes weak.
所以如果我们没有体力，我们还要感谢上帝，还要爱他。
Even though we don't have physical strength, we still need to love him and thank him.
耶稣也对我们说，你要爱人如己。
Jesus also told us that you need to love others as you love yourself.
有的时候我们觉得这个是我们要爱人，然后停在那边。
Yeah, sometimes we make me think we need to love people and then stop there.
他说如己。
But the following command is love yourself.
所以我们要了解我们的个性，我们要了解我们是谁，我们了解我们的恩赐。我们了解我们的能力。
So we need to know very well about ourselves, about our personality, our capability, our talents.
我们要爱人如己。
And we need to love people like we love ourselves.
而且他给我们一条新的命令。
And also he gives us a new command.
你要彼此相爱。
We need to love each other.
所以实质上的人会知道你是我们的门徒。
So people see you can see you are my disciples.
你看到这个经文的时候，没有停在那要彼此相爱。
So when you read the scripture, you learn that it didn't stop at to love each other.
他说，所以实质上的人会知道你是我的门徒。
Because next it says, so people will tell you are my disciples.
跟传福音有关系。
So this is related to preach gospel.
我们为什么在这里要彼此相爱？
Why do we need to love each other here?
所以有好的感觉吗？
Is that because we feel good?
或是我们的朋友真的是要帮忙？
Or maybe our friends need help.
这两件就是对。
And these two facts are both correct.
但是耶稣真的对我们说，所以实质上的人会知道你是我的门徒，因为我们的行为跟外邦人跟非基督徒不一样。
But next, Jesus tells us, so people from your behavior can tell you are my disciples because you are different from the Gentiles, from the world, from non-Christians.
我觉得最简单的、最不简单的、最困难的命令，就是你们要爱你们的仇敌、你们的敌人。
So I feel like it's the most difficult command is to love your enemy.
因为在纽约有一些飞机。碰到我们的大楼的时候
，So in New York, when the planes hit our Twin Towers,
因为我现在我要承认，那个时候我开始恨死那个穆斯林。
So I had to admit at that time I hated Muslims a lot.
但是我一直在祷告，上帝会感动我，你要爱你的敌人。
But I have been praying that God would move me to love my enemies.
So, 过了差不多一个月，从那个时候过了一个月，我真的 悔改，然后现在我有一个特别的负担，因为我真的要看到越来越多的穆斯林信靠主耶稣的永生。
So I've been praying, and after 1 month from that event, I repented, and I realized that there are many Muslims who need gospel.
Amen. Thank you. So in Abraham 一书第五章第二节说，我们的爱，我们若爱神，有遵守他的诫命，从此就知道我们爱神的儿女。
In 1 John chapter 5, verse 2, it says, This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out His commands.
你看到在这里说知道。
Here it says, we know.
我们不要猜一猜。
So it's not like we guess.
不是盼望。
Not like we look forward to.
没有希望。
It's not like hope.
就是知道。
But it says no.
知道我们爱神的儿女。
Know for sure that we love God's children.
所以跟今天的经文有什么关系？
So what does that have to do with today's scripture?
这些门徒拦住孩子们到耶稣哪里去
？So these disciples stop children coming before Jesus.
但是耶稣那个时候他，他圣经说他是恼怒。
So the Bible tells us at that time Jesus was indignant.
他可能有一点生气。
So he was probably very angry.
但是从那个时候到现在我们都了解他的命令就是让孩子们到耶稣那里去。
So from that point on to now, we know his command is to let children come to Jesus.
然后从此就知道我们爱神的儿女。
So this is how we know we love God's children.
最后，带领孩子信耶稣就是一种祝福。
Leading children to faith in Christ is a blessing.
如果你在我们中间真的要得福气，如果你真的要蒙福，请你举手。
So among the audience, if you want to be blessed, you want to receive blessing, raise your hand.
我不要踢到一些人。你真的不要得福吗？你真的不要得福气吗？
I don't want.
不是你听不懂，不知道。
Don't want to pick up people in the audience. Don't you really, you don't want to receive blessing?
在这里我们特别看到耶稣摸这些孩子们祝福他们。
Here we see Jesus touch his hand on children's head and bless them.
现在耶稣在哪里？
Where is Jesus now?
我们知道他的身体复活了，然后他升天堂，对不对？
We know his body resurrected and he's in heaven.
但是他对我们说，你要等圣灵临到你们当中，然后我会给你能力。
He told us, wait until the Holy Spirit come among you and I will give you power, empower you.
所以这个时间已经过了，他给我们他的圣灵。
So he has given his Holy Spirit to us.
所以现在我相信三位一体
So today I believe in Trinity.
有天父，有耶稣，有圣灵，是一体。
And God the Father, the Son Jesus, and Holy Spirit.
都一样。
They are the same.
所以他的圣灵就在我们中间。
So his spirit lives among us.
所以耶稣就在我们中间。
So Jesus lives among us.
天父就在我们中间。
And God Father lives among us.
他就在我们中间。
He lives among all of us.
所以我们祝福小孩的时候。
So when we bless the little children,
我们也得福。
We are blessed as well.
耶稣，我们也能够祝福孩子们。
We can also bless the children.
所以帮的方法祝福他们呢
So the best method is
传福音给他们听
is to share gospel with them
让他们得永生
So let them have an eternal life
所以他们能够跟上帝有亲密的关系
So they can establish very close relationship with God
所以他们也长大
So after they grow up
他们也能够祝福小孩们
so they can bless their children
到世世代代
and until the end of the world.
基督教的有一些人我们名叫门徒你知道信徒跟门徒有差别
So in Christianity, some are called disciples. So we need to notice there's a difference between believers and disciples.
门徒真的是一个跟随耶稣者。
Disciples are those who follow Jesus.
在圣经里面，我们看到这个经文。我们的圣经说，他们那个时候是门徒。但是他们拦住孩子们到耶稣那里去。
So the Bible tells us at that time they were disciples, but they stopped children from coming forward.
但是耶稣责备他们。
But Jesus rebuked them.
所以我们也要小心。
So we need to be careful as well.
有的时候我们是门徒，但是我们会做不一样的事情，拦住孩子们信耶稣。
We need to be careful that we are disciples, but sometimes we do things that prevent children from coming to Jesus.
门徒也是结果子的。
The disciples also bear fruits.
在1999年的时候。
In 1999.
我在台湾发现很大的感觉到很大的地震。
I was in Taiwan and there was a very big earthquake.
那个时候有差不多3000多个人过世了。
Many people died in that earthquake.
那个时候我有机会是那个灾难的地方帮助一些人做救灾的事情。
So, I had the opportunity to go to the earthquake place to help people.
那个时候我们已经开始学国语然后我们已经学了3年多了。
So at that time, we roughly already learned Chinese for about 3 years.
所以我们的老师特别给我们比较简单的方法传福音。
So our teacher gave us a simple method to share gospel.
然后我陪很大的教会去灾难的地方。
So I accompanied a large church to go to that earthquake place.
那个时候他们体会到我们的国语的成绩怎么样。
So at that time, our real ability of Chinese language was truly tested.
所以他们给我们一些孩子们，所以我们能够跟他们讲话。
So they give us some children so we could interact with them.
所以我们跟他们一起差不多五天。
So we spent four or five days with them.
最后一天。
On the last day.
我跟他们传福音。
I share gospel with them.
我问他们，如果这个故事对你有意义，如果你真的了解这个故事，然后你要求上帝赦免你的罪，你要求耶稣进入你的生命里面。
So I told them, if you believe in the story, and then you ask God to come to your life and forgive your sins,
我会做一个决志祷告，我说一句话，你说一句话。
Then you can say a prayer with me, you can follow me.
那个时候我们有13个孩子信耶稣。
So at that time, there were 13 children who accepted Christ.
那个时候是第一次我有机会跟那么多的孩子传福音。
That was the first time I had the opportunity to share the gospel with so many children.
差不多七年，对不起，可能七年之前。
About 7 years ago.
我骑我的脚踏车到那个以前是那个地震的地方。
So I took a bike ride to the place where the earthquake happened.
那个时候我口很渴。
I was very thirsty.
对，所以我停在一个 7-Eleven.
So I stopped at the 7-Eleven store.
我进入的时候。
When I entered there.
那个看到我，他说，你是基督徒吗？
So someone saw me and asked me, are you a Christian?
I said, 是的。
I said, yes.
他说，我记得你到这里来跟我们传福音，然后你跟我们你给我们很多住的地方，然后你跟你的机构也给我们一些净水机clean water machine。
Clean water. Yeah. So I still remember years ago, you and your agency came over and offered assistance, help us to live in places, and also provided a clean water machine.
So 那个时候他在那个柜台，他离开那个柜台，然后他特别对我。
So he, the own store owner, left the counter.And stood before me and took a big bow to thank me.
我说那个故事，因为我要你们知道，你跟人传福音的时候，你不知道那个印象是怎么样。因为那个妇人跟我说，她说那个时候我信耶稣，现在我的孩子也是基督徒。
So I want to share this example because we never know when we share gospels, we don't know what the impact is. So the store owner's wife told me like they accepted Christ back then. Now their children also accepted Christ.
So 我们的跟随者，我们会做跟耶稣做的一样，因为耶稣真的祝福孩子们。
So as a follower of Jesus, we do things as Jesus does.
So a woman, 我跟太太跟 Westside Baptist Church, 跟Columbia First Baptist Church, 有很多人从美国的南部到这里来，因为我们要帮助你们做一个夏令营。
So that's why me and my wife, and in collaboration with Westside Church and also Columbia a church, so we come together, want to help you to have a vacation Bible school.
我们的目标
our purpose
我们要祝福孩子们
is to bless the children.
我们也要帮助这间教会长大
we also want to help this church to grow
要成长
to grow up.
影响这个社区
have a big impact to the communities around here.
影响安昌
and impact all
安昌
oh, 安昌 impact all Ann Arbor.
Yeah. 也有影响 Michigan 州
and also have a huge impact to the state of Michigan.
也可能有一些人在这里跟我一样。
Some of the people in the audience may be like me.
你也可能对另外的民族有负担。
And they're like me, like have a burden for another ethnic group.
上帝特别给我跟太太特别的负担。
So God has given me and my wife a special burden.
有一次我听到一个牧师他说每三秒每三秒每三秒。
So one time I heard a pastor saying every 3 seconds.
有一个华人过世从来没有听过福音。
Every 3 seconds, there's a Chinese who passes away and that has never heard gospel.
因为是最大的族民。
Because it's the largest ethnic group.
那个时候上帝感动我我真的要去是完美做门徒。
So God moved me at that time and I want to go out to the world, make disciples of all nations.
现在我们已经有一个差会100%是华人现在他们要去是完美做门徒他们跨文化。
So we have a missionary organization that we have 80% of the people are Chinese and now they are going out to make nations, make disciples from all nations.
对不起100%是华人不是100%。
100% of a Chinese, yeah.
对不起我的口才不一定那么好。好，所以如果你是基督徒，然后你听过那个大使命，我刚刚说的大使命，你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
If you are a Christian and you have heard about, you know the Great Commission to make disciples of all nations.
最大的民族就是华人。
The largest ethnic group is Chinese.
So 我相信这个时代就是华人的时代。
So I believe this era is the era of Chinese people.
现在上帝正在呼召越来越多的华人去使万民做门徒。
So God has called a lot more and more Chinese to go out and make disciples of all nations.
华人比白皮肤族多。
Chinese people in numbers are more than the white people.
现在他呼召越来越多的华人。
Now God has called many, many more Chinese to be missionaries.
因为现在有好多地方他们没有接纳我。
There are still many places who do not accept me.
但是他们真的爱中国菜。
But they love Chinese food.
他们也非常爱中国人他们不一定爱美国人。不一定爱白皮肤。
They love Chinese people, they may not love American people.
所以我不知道可能今天上帝特别对你说话。
So maybe today God has a special message for you.
第一个
First point.
如果你还没求耶稣赦免你的罪，这是第一个呼召。
If you have not asked God to forgive your sins, this is the first calling.
第二，他可能要你受培训，所以你能够传福音。
So the second, maybe God is have a special calling for you, so you can preach gospel.
你的牧师他真的很棒，王牧师真的好棒，他能够做训练，所以你能够传福音，然后你能够带领小孩们 同学、同工、老师，不知道你能够带领另外的人信耶稣。
So Pastor Wang is great. He's assembled and led people here to serve and then the share gospel with children with his communities.
第三个。
The third.
今天你可能有一个感觉，可能有他的圣灵感动你，你应该是完美做门徒。
So today you may have a special kind of a move by the Holy Spirit, have a special message that you will make disciples of all nations.
每个人的呼召不一样，我不知道在你的生命你在哪里。
Everyone has different calling. I don't know where you are in your life.
但是上帝知道。
But God knows.
他是无所不能的，无所不知的，无所不在的。
He is everywhere. His omnipresence in every place.
所以今天我特别要鼓励你。
Today I want to encourage you.
如果他特别对你讲话，你要回应他。
If the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, please respond.
大家都。
Let's bow our head.
闭上眼睛。
Close your eyes.
我要为你祷告。
I will pray for you.
如果上帝特别对你说话。
If God is speaking to you,
你打开你的心，打开你的头脑。
Open your eyes.
心。
Open your heart.
如果你还没求上帝赦免你的罪，
If you have not asked God to forgive your sins,
现在我要带你。做一个决志祷告。
I want to lead you to a prayer.
我们的天父。
Heavenly Father,
现在我承认我得罪你了。
Now I admit that I offended you.
我也相信耶稣能够赦免我的罪。
I also believe Jesus can forgive my sins.
耶稣，我求你赦免我的罪。
So Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins.
我也有一颗悔改的心。
I also have a heart for repentance.
请你帮助我悔改。
I ask you to help me to repent.
请你进入我的生命。
Please come to my heart.
请你做主做王。
So to be the Lord of my life.
谢谢 Jesus. 谢谢你耶稣。
We thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你，天父。谢谢你，圣灵领导。
Thank you, God Father, and thank you for the thank you, Holy Spirit.
For coming into my life, 进入我的生命里。
Thank you for coming to my life.
谢谢你救我的灵魂。
Thank you for saving my soul.
奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
In Jesus' name, Amen. Second,
如果你觉得上帝真的要你去另外一个地方、另外一个国家、 另外一个社区，另外一个民族传福音。
If God is calling to a different place, a different community, a different country to share gospel,
可能是短宣。
It could be a missionary trip.
可能是长期的全职的。
Or it can be a full-time missionary.
如果上帝要你做这样子的事情，请你举手。
If God is calling you to do such things, please raise your hand.
我知道我们已经有一些人从 West Side 来的。
I know some people are coming from West Side.
你们可以举手。
You can raise your hand.
好，我们还有，现在在美国，还有很多人还没听过福音。
Now in U.S., there are many people who have not heard of gospel.
我已经给你很多人，为什么还没听福音的原因。
I have provided a lot of reasons why they have not heard the gospel.
可能跟家庭有关系，可能跟他们的教育制度有关系。
It could be related to their family background, could be related to the educational system.
可能跟他们的社会有关系。
Also could be related to the society.
People need the Lord. 人需要耶稣。
People need Jesus.
这是我们的责任。我们每一个人要传扬他的福音。
This is our responsibility, our duty. We need to share gospel.
好。现在我要为我们的教会祷告，然后把时间交托给牧师。好，低头祷告。阿爸天父，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
谢谢你给我们今天的机会分享你的话语。
Thank you for giving us this opportunity to share your words.
现在我要安上华人教会祷告。
Now I want to pray for Ann Arbor Chinese Christian Church.
我求你帮助我们每一位有一颗传福音的心。
I ask you to help us, each one of us, to have a heart to share gospel.
帮助我们更深彼此相爱。
Help us to love each other.
帮助我们让世界上的人看到我们是不一样的人。
Help us to behave, and so people in the world will see us to be a different people.
然后他们要渴慕你的话。
So they will have longing for your words.
我求你准备这个礼拜小孩子们的心。
I ask your help to prepare for.This upcoming week's VBS.
我求你准备他们孩子的心，然后准备我们说的话。
I ask your help to prepare the hearts of the children. I also ask your help to prepare the words that we will share with kids.
我也求你特别帮助这间教会在安上成长，成为一个传福音的教会。
I also ask for your help to help this church to grow and become a church that shares gospel.
因为每次我们传你的好消息，你得荣耀。
Because each time when we share your good news and your name is glorified.
我们日常生活的目标就是荣耀你的名。
Our goal of our daily life is to glorify your name.
所以我们要把荣耀都归给你。
So we give all glory to you.
谢谢你垂听我的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayer.
我奉靠耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.